Josh Bones, you should be so lucky. Consider the meaning, then shrug it right off. You'll only encourage me.
Hope you enjoyed our like mellower show today. I kind of cut that song short because we're gonna run over, but
we're gonna get out of here. I'm really hungry.
Yeah. Anyway, and I've got MCAT class to get to. So enjoy your weekend and your week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Unforgettable Josie Cotton there. The unforgettable Josie Cotton. And a song called Johnny, Are You Queer? Incredible. Great song. I've done it at the karaoke before, at a party once, many other times. When does this song come from in my life? Well, I was in grade 6 or 7. I made a compilation. I made a compilation here. Just taping songs off the radio, random songs off the radio. Kind of old practice. I don't think it's really relevant practice anymore. Because you kind of had to just have some faith. You just hit record, and then a good song would come on. If not, you'd have to hit stop, rewind, re-cue the tape, and wait for the next song. And I put on a live version of this song, Johnny Are You Queer, not by Josie Cotton, but by the Go-Go's, and it was even better, which I've never heard again. It was just on that mixtape, and I thought it was awesome. Because it's a great punk rock song. Pop punk, maybe even. Power pop? I don't even know. But that mixtape, there was many great songs on it, and, you know, it was early on in my exploration of self, and many of those bands went on to be cornerstones to the canon of my music collection. And this is just one of them. Many years later, I purchased the Josie Cotton version of the same song. Not as good, but just the 12-inch single. I don't remember where I bought it, but a long time ago. I remember more listening to that song over and over again off the tape. You're listening to, of course, episode 37 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet broadcast / internet podcast where I, your host, David Barclay, play one song from every record in my record collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad. This is sort of year two. We've done 38 episodes, some of those episodes 2 hour long episodes, some of them 1 hour. I often lose track of how many episodes I've done. I think actually this is really only episode 37. Yeah, it's really only episode 37. And I'm trying to listen to every single record I've ever bought and archive them in this podcast. Archive them or archive myself. Well, some of them have great stories. Some of them don't have great stories. You know, 40 years from now, when I re-listen to this podcast, I will think of myself doing karaoke to Johnny Are You Queer at a house party in South Park, where I poured drinks for people, having no idea about ratios of drinks, even at my ripe old age. And thereby getting a few people very, very drunk, driving around with them, basically feeling sick, looking for food in National City. After going to a show at the Smog Shop. So that's, you know, all of that will come back to me. To you, it means nothing. To me, this next track means almost nothing. It's Belafonte, Harry Belafonte from his Jump Up Calypso LP. I'm going to play the track Sweetheart from Venezuela, but it should be noted that this LP features the Jump in the Line song, featured so heavily in that movie, Beetlejuice, that will bring many memories to you, many memories to most of you. But to me, almost none, because I thought Beetlejuice was lame when I was a kid. So here we go. Instead of the hit, here's Sweetheart from Venezuela, Harry Belafonte.
Juanita, my darling, you sure you love me?
Si, señor.
You feel in your heart you will marry to me?
Si, señor.
You promise to love me the rest of your life?
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Whoa. Talk to me. I'll teach you to habla in English like me.
Si, señor.
No worries, no nothing, no difficulty.
Si, señor.
I'll take you to Padre and marry you now.
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Talk to me.
forget all the young men that you used to know.
Si, señor.
I'm sorry, but they wouldn't see you no more.
Si, señor.
Forget all the letters that you used to write.
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, River Cunha. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Oh. Yes, morning again and again.
Si, señor.
And if we get children, must be about 10.
Si, señor.
I love you till death do us part.
Si, señor.
I love Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, no mustard. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, oh me darling. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela, my little darling, oh Juanita. You're my sweetheart from Venezuela. Yes, yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Oh, I love you. Oh, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. A little kiss. Yes. Juanita, my darling. Oh, yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Play that thing. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. River come down. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Round the corner. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Oh, I love you. Yes, Juanita, my sweetheart from Venezuela. Oh!
What a spiritual tune there. That is Linda Ziegler and a song called I Need Nobody But the Lord. As far as religious music goes, pretty good, I gotta say. It's from, obviously, from a self-released LP, because, you know, who would want to release that? From Torrance, California, on the Gospel Folk Records label. pretty obviously I bought this because it has a sweet cover. That's the one part of this show that doesn't really work. Amazing cover. Basically looks like a sort of person who's really good at drawing in like 10th grade art class drew a picture of Jesus, just his head, and he's wearing a crown of thorns, but it looks more like a sweatband, and he's sweating a ton, but I guess those are tears of blood. You can't really tell because it's in pencil. It's a pencil drawing. And the album is called Don't Deny Him. And, you know, that's reason enough for me to buy it. Super sweet drawing. Pretty pleasantly surprised by how good the music is, you know, except for the lyrical content. But that's a total, you know, San Diego special. That's like a perfect San Diego dollar record. Obviously, I haven't really listened to it very many times. Has no meaningful personal significance of note. Well, before that, we listened to Harry Belafonte, Sweetheart. Sweetheart from Venezuela. A nice little track there. And coming up next here is a record I probably bought around the same time as that gospel folk Linda Ziegler record. It is PDQ Bach On the Air with Professor Peter Schickley. Now, it's a comedy record, but a comedy record on the Vanguard label, the Vanguard label being like home to Joni Mitchell and Buffy St. Marie and, you know, the canon of folk music. So who is Peter Schickley? Well, here's the deal. I've never listened to this record because I was getting pretty interested in this guy. I got a couple records by him. One of them was super sweet. And then the waspiest friend I know, and not really a friend, just an acquaintance, was like, oh, Peter Schickley, so awesome. I love him. And then started telling me stories about like listening to him in the car in, you know, in Virginia or wherever, the Richmond, Virginia, you know. And listen on the radio, and I don't know, just really, really turned me off. So here for the first time for my ears, and yours as well, it's a comedy record with Professor Peter Schickley. I think that's how you say his name. PDQ Bach On the Air, Fake Radio on the Fake Radio.
We have a real treat in store for us now. PDQ Bach's Trauma Rye for unaccompanied piano, performed on the actual piano that PDQ Bach owned when he wrote this piece. Now, I'd like to emphasize before playing this tape that it is a field recording made at Fort Fort in the home of the man who owns the piano under conditions which were not ideal. But I think the historical importance of this recording far outweighs any considerations of high fidelity. So here is Mr. Heinrich Seifenblaser playing PDQ Bach's Trauma Rye for unaccompanied piano. And we've got a request here from Clara W. to dedicate this to Bob and John.
Okay, let's see. Right about. Let's see, I guess that's it, right about there. Okay, could you start at the beginning again, please? That's it. Können Sie von den... Oh, well. Thank you. No, Sonny, don't play with that. Don't play with that. Maybe that vacuum cleaner can be moved out of the air. Oh, let me get that taste here. Hey, don't play with that wall plug. No. Frau Brown, will you tell your little boy not to play with the wall plug?
I'm afraid he might pull it out.
W-O-O-F, Hoople.
That was the sound of PDQ Bach with his Samurai for unaccompanied piano, Mr. Heinrich Seifenblase at the keyboard. Well, I guess that just about wraps things up for today. And I hope you'll be joining me next week, when in all likelihood I'll be bringing you yet another report from Hoople.
Evert hade ett problem, stort problem, svårt problem. Det var Everts tredje ben som gav han psyke men. Everts dragd var gräsligt stor, väldigt stor, förfärligt stor. Som en vink från guden Thor, det var så Everts svår. Ingen trodde såna fanns någonstans till sjöss och lands. Men här fanns det en till hans, vår Everts jättelands. När han hängde ut sitt spett gick det snett på många sätt. Folk steg till åt vad de sett och andra log som rätt. Evert var en ledsen man, ja min sann, just det var han. Han vågade ej sin drag dra fram, visst var det synd och skam. Evert sörjde sig svårt sjuk för sin stora fula kuk. Men så en dag ut i ett blad han siktade en rad. Gå till sjö som lätt matros, dra din kos från stank och os. Evert lydde detta råd och hyra på en båt. Evert reste i all hast, stod sitt kast och han blev fast. Nu seglar han med båt och last, med kuka fan som mast.
Wow. Well, that song was a real piece of junk there, and I apologize for that, but I'd just like to remind you that I have to play one song from every single record in my record collection. And this one was purchased because it has cartoons of naked people on the cover, and if there's one thing I've learned over my time as a guy that buys records and has, you know, very little else, that you should buy records with naked people on them, because they're inevitably good conversation starters and sometimes very collectible, and you know, I don't know, they make you feel less lonely somehow. But yeah, it's obviously terrible polka record. I think it's Swedish. It's on a novelty record label called Condom Records with a K. And, yeah, so it's, what a waste. But I'm sure I probably bought that at the same time as I bought that horrible record we just listened to before then, the Peter Schickley comedy record, Highbrow Comedy for You. A fake radio show on the fake radio. That's what you're listening to right now. KSDT, USD, UCSD radio, internet radio. Well, I think this next one will almost compensate for those two horrible tracks. It is a song by Lavender Diamond from Los Angeles, California, from her first EP, Songs for You to Sing, Songs for You to Hear, Songs for You to Listen. And I bought this after seeing her play on this very campus. Actually, this is not her first EP. This is her first LP, and I did not buy this at the show. I bought it sometime later, but I did buy her first EP on this very campus where I am right now, True College Rock. She played someone's art opening at the visual arts thing, studio thingy, and it was good. It was really great. And then she had some moderate success and released this album on Matador Records. And I haven't really heard much from her since. She really didn't capitalize on her success. But that aside, I do really like this song. It's a song called Oh No by Lavender Diamond.
Sad and gray day, oh. every little kiss there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When you're in my arms, I'm a king on the throne. But when we're apart, I walk the streets alone. One day happiness, the next day loneliness. I'm a fool to keep on loving you. Cause there may come a time you'll break my heart in two. But I want you so, I want you though. I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. Love.
None other than Lou Rawls himself there, the master, from his album aptly titled Soulin. Yeah, there's no G there. Just Lou Rawls, Soulin, a song called Love is a Hurtin' Thing. And this is actually a pretty recent record, probably the newest record I've played in all 37 episodes of A Complete Abridged Record Collection. I got it a few months ago. I went to this event in Irvine called No Junk. It was supposed to be a garage sale swap meet type thing, but there was bands playing. It was in a park. It was Irvine. It was pretty fun. And, of course, there are a few records, but also, of course, it was like 95 degrees out, so they were all like being beaten down by the sun. Which is, you know, it's kind of gross holding a warm record. I know that sounds... I don't know if that's intuitive to other people, but to me... Just when you pick up a record and it's warm, you don't really want to play it or listen to it. Anyways, that was the case with Soulin, and I kind of negotiated. I was like, I'll give you a dollar for two of these. I can't really remember, but whoever sold to me, not that happy. I think I negotiated too hard. Oh well. And before that, we listened to Lavender Diamond, Oh No. Coming up next, this is another kind of recent record I got maybe less than a year ago. It's a 12-inch single EP by the band The Young Canadians called This Is Your Life. And The Young Canadians, well, this is the story of me buying it. I bought it actually here in San Diego, even though The Young Canadians are sort of a late 1970s, like proto-pop, power pop, classic band. And actually, when I was very young, there was this compilation called O Canada, spelt D-U-H at the end, which was all contemporary bands covering early Canadian punk songs. And they had a song on there, a cover. They were covered on there. So in my mind, they've always been a legendary punk band. And I should also say one of the members goes by the name of Art Bergman, who's one of these dudes that is like then went on to make a sort of legitimate career for himself as a music guy, even though he had to start in these punk rock band, The Young Canadians. And so I've always kind of associated them with at once legendary and at once washed up. But, you know, if you're strolling around Canada, you're not going to buy a Young Canadians record because they're going to cost you through the nose. But if you're in sunny San Diego, no problem. Find one of these If you find one, well, it's not worth anything. So we're going to listen to a song called Just a Loser by the Young Canadians. This is your life.
Yeah.
classic there from Masters of the Hemisphere, a band that I've never seen live, but they opened the door to so much forgettable, smooth pop music in my life. And I remember distinctly buying this record from a record store that I don't really remember their name. Oh, I do. It was called Underworld. And it was on St. Catherine Street, just across the street from Licks. And I remember going down there, and it was snowy, so I'm going to say winter, but maybe spring, you know. And I bought this record from the discount bin. It wasn't like heavily discounted. I'm talking like 10% off type bin, which makes sense because this was like a really skate punk sort of store, which is huge in Quebec. Mustard Plug, etc. But I was like, oh, this record looks interesting. And I bought it strictly because of the cover. And it turned out to be one of my favorite records of that year and of my life. The record itself came out in 1999. This is maybe 2002, maybe 2001. Good to relive that classic. And before that, we listened to The Young Canadians with a little song called Just a Loser. Yeah, think about it. Well, coming up next, actually, is a record that never really did what it was supposed to do. The band is The Replacements, and I remember why I bought this. It was because I was sort of feeling disillusioned about new music. I could talk to you for hours about how I got into, or how I dealt with the internet music revolution. I could talk to you for hours about it, but this was a time when I was like basically the beginning of my lamenting of discovering random new music, like buying Masters of the Hemisphere just because of the cover. And I was like, man, I'm just going to buy a Replacements record because I heard a song on the radio and it was awesome on the college radio station in my hometown, Victoria, BC, Canada. And so like a few months later, I happened across a cheap Replacements record and I bought it, and I actually didn't really listen to it at all. I mean, I have no close connection to that record other than the fact that I remember wanting to branch out when I got it, and I didn't really branch out. So anyways, that makes the basis of several of my feelings about music and the internet, but we won't go into that really because you don't need to know 40-year-old me in the future. You don't need to know. You already know that. So the song we're going to play is called Nowhere Is My Home, and the album is called A Boink with only 2 exclamation marks.
Oh,
That's the Bush Tetras there with a track from a reissue album called Boom in the Night from 2003. Of course, the actual recordings are probably from, I don't know, 79 to 83 or something like that. And the song we listen to is You Can't Be Funky. I have a guest in the studio here, Nina.
Hello.
And she is going to... So, you know what this... Have you ever listened to this radio show before, Nina?
Yes, I have.
Now, you got to talk a little closer to the mic there.
Okay. I have, actually.
Okay, so you know what it's about. It's me exploring myself through my own record collection for basically selfish reasons. But I was wondering, it might be interesting, instead of just this being a journey of self-discovery, it could also be an assisted journey of discovery. What does my owning the Bush Tetras record, buying a reissue, playing that track, what does it tell you about me?
Oh, wow, you really put me on the spot with that one, David.
Yeah, I did. So, I try and discover things about myself. What did you discover about me listening to that?
This is going to take some time. I can't just go off the bat.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not made out for radio.
No, clearly. Well, how about Cat Stevens? Not T for the Tillerman. This is Teaser and the Cat. Isn't that what it's called? Something like that? Teaser and the Feet? What's this album called? Teaser and the Fire Cat. Sorry. What do you think about that? What do you think about me owning this Cat Stevens LP? What does that tell you about me?
It tells you that you're less judgmental than you give off.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
So owning Cat Stevens, does that somehow make me closer to him as a man?
I don't know about that.
Because you're saying Cat Stevens is not very judgmental with the whole being, you know, crazy life that he had. What did he change his name to?
I don't know.
He became a Muslim and changed his name to Muhammad or something. I don't know.
Maybe you'll pull one of those, David.
So you think I'm not judgmental?
But a little crazy.
You're learning that I'm less judgmental and a little crazy.
Yes.
Because I'm going to play a track called The Wind from this Teaser in the Fire Cat Stevens LP that I bought at some, presumably at some 99-cent store, some dollar bin along the way. Well, maybe that's true, maybe not.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, no, never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
So fine.
Dixie Cups with a little track called Another Boy Like Mine. Actually, Nina's choice, so don't get confused about if you're really kind of going in deep on who I am. But Nina, what did the Dixie Cups there, Chapel of Love LP, original press, what does that tell you about me?
It tells me that you're a softy at heart, David.
Oh, really?
100% sincere.
100% romantic. Sincere. Romantic. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I think most romantics listen to girl groups.
Interesting.
Would you disagree?
No, I think that's probably true. I mean,
how could you listen to girl groups and not be romantic?
Exactly. How could it not make you romantic? Even
exactly.
If you're cold at heart, that would melt your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know. It's good to have the outsider's perspective, learn a little about myself, and I think that brings us to the close of episode 37. Going to go out here with the Gets Gilberto.
But the album cover makes it look so promising.
No, this is a classic. This is a classic, The Girl from Ipanema. I'm not going to play The Girl from Ipanema. I'm going to play the track, let's see here, So Danzo Samba. You know, basically sounds the same to our Western
David, do you
ears.
Ever dance in here when you listen to these tracks?
No, it always smells bad in here. I don't want to make it any worse. But
okay.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for learning about me. And I don't know why you'd want to, but enjoy.
So danço samba, so danço samba, vai, 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 vai. So danço samba, vai. So danço samba, vai, 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 vai. So danço samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais. Mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, vai.